Julian, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, looking at Anzac Day, and obviously, unsurprisingly, with all the major events going on around Anzac Day, it's a very important day within the Australian consciousness. We did see a few cases crop up where police have said we have foiled, in fact, this terrorism event or this potential terrorist attack that was going to take place on this day. The most famous one was this 16-year-old boy who was caught online trying to purchase a gun, basically trying to purchase a gun through through the internet and finding out where he could get one in regards to an attack. What do we actually know about this one?
Well, we know that this boy was very young, that he's only 16. He's been charged for preparing for a terrorist attack, although his lawyers are going to plead non-guilty for that. We also know that he was known to the police and to most certainly intelligence agencies for some time, you know, for up to a year before this arrest over the weekend, and that indeed he was part of one of the states or one of Australia's counter-terrorism, sort of countering violent extremism programs, which means that he was already being assessed and he was within a program that was attempting to de-radicalize him or move him away from becoming a criminal or a terrorist. And in this case, it doesn't seem to have worked.
Mm. Well, interestingly enough, when you say this, he was currently being watched, and I assume the police will point to this as a success. Assuming he is found guilty, they will point to this as a success of the program. But do we have any indication why, in this particular case, that he may have been being watched?
Well, no, he was being watched, but he was also part of a program, which is a program where people who are watched and who are considered to be at risk of becoming, for instance, advocates of Islamic State propaganda, are actually given support so that they don't become radicalized and they don't become terrorists in the future. So not only was he at an early stage assumably noted and flagged by the police or by intelligence, but then after that he was actually also part of a program that's trying to prevent people from becoming terrorists before they become so. Mm. And so we know that allegedly not worked, and that he's now been arrested for allegedly attempting to get hold of a weapon online and be in touch also with some recruiters who are associated with the Islamic State over in the Middle East. How he was originally brought to the attention of law enforcement, I'm not sure. I mean, there are well over 100 people at the moment of interest who are of great interest to police and law enforcement and intelligence in Australia, possibly many more than that. And it's a challenge, of course, for the intelligence agencies and police to watch these sorts of people that they're concerned about. All of them, there are lots of them, and to be able to assess what the right course of action is in each case.
Mm.
I know one of the concerns of police, and I think this is a very valid concern when it comes to this young boy, is that his age is so young. I mean, he's only 16 years of age, which means that now that he's been charged with a terrorism-related event or crime, if he's found guilty, then he's looking at least a 12-year prison sentence, I would imagine. And, of course, prisons are not the best places for people who are in danger of becoming radicalized, you know, to be. It's likely that people become more radicalized in this environment. So that's obviously a big concern to the police in this case in terms of, what's the best course of action in this case. One, to keep the public safe, of course, but two, also to try and prevent a young boy like this from moving further down this this road to becoming a radical actor.
It is quite interesting. I remember speaking to somebody at one point why these young people would be considering radicalization. It is such. It seems, as an outsider's point of view, so extreme. And yet, as I recall, she compared it to young African Americans in the United States getting into gangster rap music during the 80s and 90s. All of a sudden, we have these very disenfranchised teens who might be from an Islamic background saying, oh, well, here's this other way to rebel against a society I see as flawed. Well,
that's right, and not just of an Islamic background either, from right across the spectrum. This is a big concern that we have in terms of counter-terrorism legislation and law enforcement, because you're absolutely correct. We've got these young men, and we're looking at young boys basically now from 14, 15, up to about early 20s, who are, some of them are attracted to these extreme ideologies and these extreme subcultures. And like you say, they're very similar to the sort of transgressive anti-subcultures that we're familiar with, gangster rap or going back in time to the punks or whatever it might be, where young men will often act out, their anger, their sort of anti-authoritarian anger in a transgressive way. And all the gangster rap they listen to, and all the punk music they listen to, and all this anarchy in the UK, whatever it is they might be spouting, doesn't actually mean that the majority of them are ever going to do anything criminalized. It just means they're angry and transgressive young people. So now that this sort of subculture, if we're going to call it that, has been caught up in a counterterrorism environment, some of these young people who are attracted to this, and as I say, maybe flirting around online with some of these elements, are becoming, very serious problems for intelligence and law enforcement, and they face these potential terrorism charges. So, it's a really difficult situation. Very few, small numbers might become radicalized to the degree where they actually go out and do something illegal and cause a terrorist event, and nobody wants that. But a large number of them might be angry and playing out this transgressive anger. But of course, we've got police and intelligence watching them, very, very, very closely, to see what they might do and how much of a danger they might become.
Well, Julian, we will have to leave it there, but do appreciate it, you coming on this morning. Do appreciate your time and having a little bit of a chat with us about this one.
Pleasure, Sean.